Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. And my name is Lavinia, and as always, I'm so excited to be here with you guys, spending this time to, you know, give what God has put in my heart to share with you guys, to encourage you guys, to empower you guys in the Word of God. And that is what NMA is pretty much about. That is our desire. Our desire is to educate, our desire is to inspire, to uplift you and empower you through the Word of God. So I speak from the heart, and everything that God has kind of put in my heart to give to you guys, that is exactly what I do. And if you're new here at NMA, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to NMA Empowering God's Beloveds. We're so excited to have you here. If you're your first time here with us, welcome. If you want to know what NMA is all about, or you've missed any other episodes, go ahead and just listen on through our kind of like our other podcast too, because it's an amazing story and it's an amazing journey that God has brought me through. And I share my story mainly to reveal that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and also that He's able, and so many other testimonies. We have women that come in that talk about their story and how wonderful God has been to them. So we are geared and we are just so excited, as I've spoken about before, about this new season that God has put us in. Now, I want to announce for you guys, if you guys listen to Who's Your Daddy Godcast, well, guess what? Frank and Christina will join us on our 25th podcast episode. So I want you guys to tune in, because this is our 23rd podcast episode. So they will be here, yay, within like the next 2 weeks. So you guys have to stay tuned. Stay tuned. It's going to be an awesome podcast, because Frank and Christina, they're awesome people. So it's just going to be amazing to have them on the show, and it's going to be awesome. So yes, definitely stay tuned. And not to mention, NMA is a part of an amazing podcast network. We're blessed and we are honored to be a part of a History with God Ministry podcast network. Now, the podcast network is a network because it has so much that it can provide for you. So if you're new to this network, I want to encourage you to go online at www.ahistorywithgod.org. If you scroll down to the bottom, there is a link that you can click on, our podcast network, and there is a podcast for each and every single person each day of the week. So you're constantly being fed, you're constantly being educated, you're constantly being edified, you're constantly being entertained, and God is good, and to God be the glory for this. I thank God that God has opened the door for me to be a part of this amazing network, and I pray, and I also know that you will be blessed by checking out our podcast network. Like I said, it has everything, boy, girl, young and old. It has every single thing for each and every single person. So yeah, go ahead and go on the website and check it out. Now, it is with great sadness that once again, America experiences a tragedy. If you guys have been listening to the news, there was a great fire that broke out in Northern California that has left, so far, it has left at least 34 people dead, and it's destroyed 5,700 structures. And that includes homes and businesses, and just, it's just wow, like, you know, stuff like this, like, really renders you speechless, because I think about the families, I think about the victims, not just the people who have suffered and who have lost their lives, but the people who are impacted because of this, the people who are going to be homeless, the people who are going to be, you know, like, just having to start all over. I cannot imagine what that feels like. I cannot imagine how you can bear such pain all at one time. But my heart goes out to California right now, and I just pray for the peace of God. And just, the word says that God is our comforter. So I pray for the comfort from the Most High God, that we will find comfort throughout this whole time. Not just the victims, but the whole United States of America will find comfort during this time. And, oh man, it's just, yeah, it's just my heart just goes out to those people who just, man, you know, it's almost like you're robbed, pretty much. That's the word that comes to me. You're just robbed before your time and before just, anyways, the devil is a liar. We know that. And we just speak light and we speak truth. And, so I just want to come in today and just share with you guys about an amazing woman of God in the Bible. Again, we're continuing with our series with the Bible. We've done Ruth and Naomi. We've done the Proverbs 31 woman. We've done Esther. We've done Abigail. So these are all amazing women that all have a story. They all have a teaching. They all have a word to edify you as a woman if you're listening. And God has pretty much put in my heart from the very beginning to go through this time and just go through the women of the Bible and then share it with you guys. So we've had an awesome time. I've talked about so much and we're going to continue. We're going to continue as the Lord places in my heart. I will continue to share with you guys about the women of the Bible. And my greatest encouragement is that you not only take my word, but I want you to go, as I give you guys the scriptures and as I reference the scriptures, I want you yourself to go out and look at the scriptures and read these scriptures for yourself. And I guarantee you, when you open up that book, it's life. So what God is maybe speaking to me through this passage is maybe different from you. And that's why the Bible is life, because it's so current to whatever situation that you're going through. It's past, but it also applies to the present. It's just amazing. So I always want to encourage you guys, even as we go through the women of the Bible, I want you yourself to open up the Bible and you read the word for yourself. Receive it for yourself. So that way, we all are growing in Christ and we're all just looking for that, you know, meat or that, extraness in the word. So yeah, so today we're going to talk about Sarah, and the title for today's story is God Brought Me Laughter. And I know it's such a, it says a lot. That's such an amazing caption. But in the word, this comes from Sarah. And we're going to go through her story. And she pretty much said that God has brought me laughter. And we're going to jump right on into the scripture so we can see exactly why Sarah said those words. And the story of Sarah and how God has been faithful to her promises. Sarah demonstrates faith and obedience while believing God's promises. So what exactly is she believing for? And how exactly is she demonstrating her faith? These are all questions. I always ask myself questions, like when I'm reading the Bible and I come through like maybe a phrase that says, I will bless the Lord. And you ask yourself, you want to go deeper. You ask those questions. Why bless the Lord? How bless the Lord? When to bless the Lord? And you keep searching in the word. And the word really has a way to edify you. So I pray that by the end of this podcast today, that you too will not give up on any promises or any word from the Lord. Understand that God is faithful to every word and to every promise. And I declare that you too will testify that God has brought you laughter. In Jesus' name, amen. So Lord, we bless the reading of your word, and Lord, we bless the teaching of your word. We pray that may your word touch each and every single heart that is listening. And Lord, I just pray for open hearts and open ears and open minds, Lord God. May we be able to believe, receive, and act upon every single word of God. And I thank you, Lord God, for our podcast listeners. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Now turn with me to the book of Genesis 16, chapter 16, 1-8. And pretty much just a little back story. Sarah is Abraham's wife, and we are introduced to Sarah as her being barren. And this is all after Abraham, God instructed Abraham to leave his homeland and go to the promised land in which God will show him. So this happens After all that, this is kind of when the story takes place. So if you turn with me to Genesis 16, 1 to 8, and I'm going to read. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had not been able to bear children for him, but she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. So Sarah told Abraham, "The Lord has prevented me from having children. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her." And Abraham agreed with Sarah's proposal. So Sarah's Abraham's wife took Hagar's Egyptian servant and gave her to Abraham as a wife. This happened 10 years after Abraham had settled in the land of Canaan. So Abraham had sexual relations with Hagar, and she became pregnant. But when Hagar knew that she was pregnant, she began to treat her mistress Sarah with contempt. And I'm just going to stop there. So as you can see, we are introduced to Sarah's story that she cannot bear children. And because of that, sometimes we feel like in the beginning, God promised Abraham. If you go back just a little bit in the story, God had promised Abraham that he will have many descendants. I mean, God made an actual covenant with Abraham that he will be the father of many descendants. So if we skip ahead, now it's like, Sarah, Abraham's wife, is telling Abraham, you know what, just go ahead and take my servant and have a baby with her because I'm not able to bear a child. And sometimes it seems like in life, when as time goes by, we forget God's promises. We forget that God is still good. We forget that God is still able just because we don't see it right away. We forget that God is still able. We forget that God is still good. He's still on the throne. He still reigns. He still provides. He still protects. He still heals. God is still doing those things. He has not stopped and he's never stopped. And this is where we find ourselves. We find ourselves in Sarah's situation where we're willing to do whatever it takes to kind of speed up the process. Like, Lord, you're taking too long. I need a baby now. I need that promise now. I need that promise fulfilled now. I need that job now. I need that wife now. But you see, this is what happens when we don't wait on the Lord. We kind of make silly mistakes, and this is not so much as a mistake, because God still blessed Abraham and his descendants anyway. But this is what happens when we act out of the will of God. We act out of the will of God. So you want to rush it just to move things along. But we shouldn't be like that. We should just be obedient and just wait on the Lord. And just to look upon the Lord and look up to Jesus, who ultimately will answer everything. We're going to start from Genesis 17, verse 16 to 21, where it says, this is when God promises Sarah a baby. And it says, "And I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly. She will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants." Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in disbelief. He's thinking, how could I become a father at the age of 100, he thought. And how can Sarah have a baby? She's 90 years old. So Abraham said to God, "May Israel live under your special blessing." But God replied, verse 19, "No, Sarah, your wife, will give birth to a son for you. You will name him Isaac, and I will confirm my covenant with him and his descendants as an everlasting covenant. As for Ishmael, I will bless him also, just as you have asked. I will make him extremely fruitful and multiply his descendants. He will become the fathers of the 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will be confirmed with Isaac, who will be born to you and Sarah about this time next year." There is God's promises. God comes to Abraham. He's 100. Sarah is 90. And God comes and he says, "Hey, you're going to have a baby." And at 100, I can imagine Abraham thinking, I'm old. Like, you barely have energy at at 100, how could you have a baby? But isn't this why God is so awesome? This is exactly what makes him awesome. Because the Bible talks about that he uses the things that we despise, like age, or we despise certain things like where you live or where you're from. That's what God uses. That's what God uses to bless people. That's what God uses to testify to people. That's how amazing God is. So let me tell you. And Sarah is 90 and Abraham is thinking to himself, how is that even possible? And have you ever been in a situation where you hear from God and you're just like, Lord, how is that possible? I have no money in my account. Lord, how is that possible? I don't have a husband. Lord, how is that possible? I don't have a wife. Lord, how is that possible? I don't have children. But I want you to take note to Abraham's response. Because even though you may think in disbelief, or even though you may question it, even though you may wonder, even though you're like doing the math and things don't add up, I don't want you guys to forget his response. In verse 18, Abraham said to God, "May Israel live under your special blessing," which pretty much means that Abraham said amen to what God was saying, to what God had promised. He said amen. It's like, I believe, but Lord, it's like, I'm questioning it, but Lord, let your will be done. I'm questioning this relationship, but Lord, let your will be done. We have to be able to get into the place where we step back and we let God step in and we let God do what exactly he said he will do. And this is exactly why I wanted to encourage you guys with this story, to kind of point this to you, because God uses the little things that we despise and he makes it into big blessings. What a blessing it was for Sarah at the age of 90 to have a baby. I mean, that to us nowadays is impossible. But I'm telling you, man, with God, anything is possible. And we're going to continue on with the story. And if you turn with me to Genesis 21, verse 1 to 12. Where it says, "The Lord keeps his promise." The Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. She became pregnant and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened just the time God had said it would. And Abraham named the son Isaac. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him, as God had commanded, and Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And Sarah declared, "God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me." Who have said to Abraham that Sarah would not nurse a baby, yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age. And that's pretty much where I get my title from, Genesis 21, verse 8. "And God has brought me laughter." I know sometimes it seems hard to wait on the Lord. And I'm telling you, I've been in the place where waiting on the Lord has been tough. One thing that I truly believe in is to be honest and to be as transparent as possible. I cannot stand in front of you guys and or speak in front of you guys and lie to you that it's been easy. I cannot do that. Yes, the Lord is good, and surely he's good, and I will testify that he is good. But there's times when you go through certain situations and you're like, Lord, I'm waiting. But Lord, how long do you want me to wait? And are you able to be obedient like Sarah? No matter how long it takes, believe that God will give you that child. And God will give you that child because he's already spoken it before, that you will be the descendants of many. Guys, I want you guys, if you're listening, and I feel this so strongly in my heart, to not give up in the hope. and that hope is Jesus Christ. I know sometimes it may seem hard. There's so much going on in this world. Oh my God, there's so much going on. But you cannot give up. God did not call us to give up. He did not put us in this earth to give up. The victory is already in Christ. We have to believe. We have to stand firm in what He has said. The Bible says that the promises of God are sure. Like, they're yours. They're yours, guys. You have to take it. You have to receive it. I remember this one exercise. I remember the church that I was going to. Frank and Christina came to minister. And I want to use this as an example, because it kind of helps you grasp the idea of the Bible. And Frank had $100 bills on his hand. And we were all standing all around. And, you know, he said, I'm going to give you this $100. And you can be like, and we were all like, oh, yeah, that's great. But you have to take it. You have to receive it. The Lord has so many promises for us in the Word. We have to take it. We have to receive it. If you're living in poverty, there's something in the Word that you have not received yet. There's something in the Word that you have not taken. If our Lord, our God, it owns it all in this earth. If the Lord has all the riches and everything belongs to Him, there's something that's missing. And we should be able to go to our Father and say, Lord, You own it all. And Father, I need a new car. We should be able to have that kind of relationship with God. And He will open doors. And He will make ways where there seems to be no way. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. But hold on strong to the Word. When the Word says that you are healed, you are healed. You know why? Because Jesus died on the cross so you can be healed. Those stripes, those whips on His back, those lashes on His back, was so we can be healed. So we need to receive that healing. We need to receive it. Salvation is freely given and freely received. And if you're struggling in your faith, I'm telling you, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing every word of God. That's how faith comes. So if you're not opening up your Bible, if you're not reading the Word, guess what? It's going to be so hard to believe what God's saying because you're not edifying yourself. So I want to encourage you guys, don't give up. The Lord is still faithful. The Lord is still just. The Lord is still able. The Lord is still on the throne. The Lord still is alive. Don't give up. I know it may seem hard, and can I just tell you guys, I know it may seem hard. And I have so many other stories that I would like to share with you guys. It may seem hard, but don't give up. God is faithful, and He will see you through everything that you're going through, whatever situation it is, whatever hard circumstances it is, God will see you through it. And like I said in the beginning, I pray that you too will say that God has brought me laughter. Because God will bring you laughter for every lie that the enemy told you. God will bring you laughter for every lie that the world is telling you. God will bring you laughter for every lie that the enemy is whispering to you. God will bring you laughter for every situation that is just falling apart. Speak it over your life. God, give me laughter. Give me laughter. Give me that inner joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So laugh away. Laugh. If bills are going crazy, I dare you to laugh in the midst of that. Laugh in the midst of that situation. For the Lord will give you laughter. Because you are victorious in the name of Jesus. Thank you guys so much for tuning in as always. And I pray, like I said, for you guys all the time. Me and my husband, we stand in the gap for you guys. And we just pray that the Lord will bless you and the Lord will touch you in a new way. We glorify the Lord in heaven for everything that He has done for us. Guys, we have to be a people who to count our blessings. Yes, the Lord provides. The Lord will do everything. But don't forget to count the blessings. And one song that I learned in nursery school back home in Kenya was, count your blessings, name them one by one, and you realize just how much blessed. You'll realize just how much God has done. So count your blessings every day. Whatever it is, whatever small thing it is, and God will open up your eyes to see just how much He has done. All right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up here. Join us next week. We're going to continue on with the women of the Bible. I'm so excited to do this series with you guys. Once again, Frank and Christina will be joining us on our 25th podcast episode. So we're looking forward to share this amazing podcast with you guys. And as always, guys, I pray that may the Lord bless you. May He touch you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. Remember that you were the apple of God's eyes. And as always, remember that we serve one God, which is Jesus. We have one enemy, which is the enemy, Satan. So let's all work together to build each other up for the glory of the kingdom. Until next time, guys, we'll see you guys later, or talk to you guys later.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.